These are some of my favorite sounds.
My dogs yawn in the
my
morning.
My dog snoring.
Probably yawning.
Cat purring.
I'm allergic to cats, but I think it's a very pleasant sound, and it's a nice, calm way to express happiness.
It's also really, really guttural.
I think that's chill.
Rain.
The you don't have to go outside.
Rain.
You
can sound all day
when you're inside.
The sound of
stepping on fresh snow.
Crackling fire.
The sizzle you get when you inhale on a cigarette.
The crackling
lighting
sound
the cigarette.
Ice makes when you pour a liquid over it.
Foghorns. The old kind. The deep ones, not the newer ones that are a little more shrill. Sound travels better, but it's not for me.
The ocean.
Definitely the ocean. Waves
sounds
crash.
Like
running water.
Splash in the water. When I jump in or someone else jumps in.
The sound of
wind
through grass.
I don't know if it has a particular sound. I know there's like the...
I love that sound.
There's kind of something in it that I can't quite explain, but it's always very comforting to me.
Sometimes I imagine that sound when I'm laying in bed and I can't get to sleep.
The pop of a champagne cord.
The buzz of life. Someone calling my name.
Cello.
Especially in a minor key.
Joey's keys.
The typing of my computer.
Rattling as he comes up the stairs.
When you come home to a puppy or a dog and you hear their little paws running to come see you.
The PlayStation startup sound.
My dad playing video
reminds
games in the early morning.
My mother's laugh.
My daughter's voice.
My mom ranting
my
on the phone.
My grandmother singing. She used to be an opera singer and gave up opera to take care of my mom and her two brothers. I suppose laughter. It's cliche, but it's true.
My nephew, when he has a little giggle, and he's 4 months old, so his giggle kind of sounds like a sound that he's trying to have escape from him, but he doesn't really understand what it is. The sound of silence.
The absence of sound.
When you're in the middle of a forest.
When the noise calms down.
And you can hear almost nothing.
Inwardly. There's always a silence.
But you hear the trees kind of talking to each other.
There's very profound silence that can fill your ears, and it's all-encompassing, as present as a sound.